You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we are local, state, national, covering down on all the issues, I'm telling you. And like the dude just said a moment ago, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we got some cool stuff laid on for today's show. I'm pretty stoked about it. But listen, if I had to give a title to today's monologue, I'd call it True Grit. Not the movie. Just the actual reason why the movie was named that, True Grit. What does that mean? It means somebody who's got some chutzpah, some internal wherewithal, some ability to overcome, and they've got the attitude to get it done. Well, let me tell you something. Difficult times will show you what someone's made of. It'll also show you whether or not someone has that grit. What will that person do when difficulties arise? If that person is a leader or the head of a household or the boss at the business, then what will they say or do to show those whom they lead that there is a way forward and here's how we get there together? I remember once being at my grandparents' home in an older section of West Birmingham. My granny grew up in the country during the Depression, but she and her six siblings, they had fond memories of hard work. She told me that among other things, her father, we called him Pawpaw. Pawpaw was known as the fastest roofer in Walker County back then. Said he would put a handful of roofing tacks in his mouth back before they had nail guns, and he would spit them into one hand and drive them in with one blow with the other and just go down the line, spitting and nailing as fast as anyone could roll out the tar paper. But times were hard, and so the family also raised chickens and hogs, churned butter, snapped peas from the garden, canned vegetables. They made it work. And everyone did something because that's how you did things. And I once asked Granny about some old dishes she had on the upper shelf in her cabinet. I mean, they were simple, thick porcelain, they were white with a red band on them, kind of crackly finish. There were a few plates, some bowls, and a couple of coffee cups. I believe she called them Depression dishes, because during that time, she said that Pawpaw had worked out a deal with the local hospital to get all the food scraps from the hospital and the trash to feed their hogs. But once in a while, a hospital dish got thrown out with the trash, and it wound up in the slop that was thrown to the hogs, so the family, they washed it and used it right there at the house. Who does that? Well, real people do that, that's who. Real people who know that knuckling down and making a plan and working hard together, that's how you do things. Well, listen, I got to tell you, just this morning I ran across something that just totally personified what I'm talking about. A guy I follow on social media found a copy of the letter that Coach Bear Bryant sent to his dad in 1982 to set the stage for his dad reporting for fall practice at the University of Alabama. What a great letter, man. I'll just read a part of it for you because it was a page long, but wow. So here you go. The letter starts like this. Dear Mike, you'll be expected to report for football practice August 17th. We'll expect you to arrive in the afternoon, and our first meal will be served that evening at the dorm. I'm expecting you to report in top physical condition, clean cut, smiling, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and raring to go. Also, I'm expecting you to be prepared to run, hit, pitch, catch, sweat, smell, and enjoy it. There are no easy ways, but there are ways to enjoy the journey, and we must find them. I'm also expecting you to work hard, eat well, sleep well, play well, display a winning attitude at all times, be a leader, and help me to sell the squad on what it takes to win and enjoy the journey. I hope you will share your problems with me, whether it be at home, at the dorm, in your schoolwork, with teammates, with coaches, with training regulations, self-discipline, or even flying a kite. If you do that, I'll try to help you, and if I can't, then I'll recommend you get a job, join the Army, or join the Foreign Legion, but in any event, to go reside in another state. Nothing's too good for the winners. I want to love you, pat you, brag on you, and see you hoot, run, shout, play, pray, hug, win, and win with humility. And if we lose, I want all of us to be unhappy, no one to have any fun, and expect only what is reserved for losers, but take it with dignity while planning to come back. Please remember to your family and make your personal plans on how you're going to reach your goal, the national championship. Sincerely, Paul Bryant. What a letter, man. By the way, national championship was spelled out in all caps. And credit, by the way, to Mitchell McQueen, who posted that on Twitter. And you can find it on my Twitter page now as well. But what an epic letter. What an attitude. I mean, literally, when you read that, coach writing to one of his players, there's about 20 life lessons on that one page. But I got news. Those are the same lessons that my papa taught his 7 kids during the Depression. There are hard times, but here's the goal. There are difficult choices, but I will be with you as we make them together. Here's what I expect. Here's the plan. Here's your part of the plan. Here's the goal. Now, here's where I switch gears. You see, those same life lessons are too often missed in the world of politics. Being an elected official, I know firsthand, is hard work at times. It is often thankless, sometimes controversial. Unfortunately, it's also about the only place in the world where your job performance is undefined and you don't have to have a plan. Think about it. When's the last time you saw the leadership of the Republican supermajority in Montgomery put forth a unified plan that says, well, here's what the House and Senate have conferred and agreed upon to do, and the governor's on board. Everyone know their role. Good. Let's get it done. A plan. An actual plan with well-defined goals that responds to actual issues that the people of the state need to have worked on. Too often what we have is a fractured set of smaller caucus agenda items. The Senate hopes to pass this set of bills. The House is nowhere to be seen. The governor sits quietly across the street with her own advisors. And meanwhile, inflation, social upheaval, federal overreach, and more. The same is true for the U.S. House and Senate. I don't want to hear a few U.S. senators say, we intend to investigate the Russia collusion hoax. Or my small group of caucus members hopes to do this or that. For the love, make a plan. Make a unified plan. Get some folks on board with you. Move forward. Plan the fight and fight the plan. In 1993, Newt Gingrich rallied the GOP members who all signed on to a thing called the Contract with America, a plan that galvanized the spirit of the American public. In 2010, I was also proud to run with so many others in the Republican wave on what we called the Handshake with Alabama. It was a plan that unified us, gave us focus. We all signed on. We all worked the plan. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida just last week announced his freedom agenda for Florida, and he rallies members of the legislature to join him in it. A plan, a real plan that speaks to the hearts and minds of the people. Now, there will always be functionary aspects of governance that have to happen, passing the budgets, one-off legislation to help this or that, amendments to the criminal code, things that never make a single headline. But as sure as my papaw focused his family on getting through the Depression, even down to the Depression dishes they salvaged out of the pig slop, and as surely as Coach Bryant made it clear that there was a plan that involved winning and losers could go live in another state, we need our elected officials to actually form a plan, a cohesive plan, one that speaks to the people's hearts and minds and tells us what to rally around. And that takes grit. It takes true grit. But we've seen before, it can happen. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there it is. My thoughts. A plan. I mean, God forbid we should have an actual plan, a focused agenda, a set of items. I'm going to talk about it in more detail a little bit later in number 2 on the Triple Dipper on the conservative wish list, but I'll just tell you, it has worked before and it galvanizes things. It makes things come together. It creates a cohesive, unified goal for which to work around. And oh, by the way, it tells the people you're working for, we got a plan, and here's what we're going to do. We need a plan. I'd love to see it. All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.